micro-podcasts from Films from the Future. Perhaps one of the most difficult challenges scientists and academics more broadly face is knowing when to step out of the lab or the office and into the messy world of politics, advocacy, and activism. The trouble is, we're taught to question assumptions, to be objective, and to see issues from multiple perspectives. As a result, many scientists see themselves as seekers of truth, but skeptical of the truth. Because of this, many of us are uneasy about using our work to make definitive statements about what people should or should not be doing. To be quite frank, it feels disingenuous to set out to convince people to act as if we know the answers to a problem, when in reality, all we know is the limits of our ignorance. There's something else, though, that makes many scientists leery about giving advice, and that's the fear of losing the trust and respect of others. Many of us have an almost pathological paranoia of being caught out in an apparent lie if we make definitive statements in public, and for good reason. There are few problems in today's society that have cut-and-dried solutions, and to claim that there are smacks of charlatanism. More than this, though, there's a sense within the culture of science that making definitive statements in public is more about personal ego than professional responsibility. The unwritten rule here sometimes seems to be that scientists should stick to what they're good at, asking interesting questions and discovering interesting things, and leave it to others to decide what this means for society more broadly. This is, I admit, something of an exaggeration, but it does capture attention that many scientists grapple with as they try to reconcile their primary mission to generate new knowledge with their responsibility as a human being to help people not make a complete and utter mess of their lives. Not surprisingly, these lines become blurred in areas where research is driven by social concerns. As a result, there's a strong tradition in areas like public health of research being used to advocate for socially beneficial behaviors and policies. And scientists focusing on environmental sustainability and climate change are often working in these areas precisely because they want to make a difference. To many of them, their research isn't worth their time if it doesn't translate into social impact. And that brings with it a responsibility to advocate for change. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.